Wow, what a day, what an eye-opener. For those of us who were naive enough to believe that unions were operated in an above-board fashion, that they were operated properly and honestly and in the interests of members, my God, what a series of revelations we have heard today. And this is just one company and one union, the AWU. It was Bill Ludwig, the almost permanent head of the Australian Workers Union, who said to Bob Kernaghan many years ago, "Bob, if you got the numbers, you can do what you want." And that's the way he has run that union since. Now, perhaps naively, I'd thought that the numbers of members were acquired at least quasi-legally. What we have heard today is so far from a legal arrangement that I'm surprised the Rozzers aren't on their way around in paddy wagons right now. People had no idea that they were members of unions. People had no idea that their names had been put forward by a let's call it a corrupt company, like Clean Event, that forwarded names, addresses, personal details, way in breach of the Privacy Act, way in breach of any sort of moral code, and I would suggest, it's up to a jury, but probably in breach of the criminal law, sent those names and addresses off for an advantage to the union. What was the to the company? What was the advantage they got? No leave loadings. They got a heap of penalties that they didn't have to pay. Who was sold down the river? The poor bloody workers. This is stomach-turning stuff. The organisation that you pay, or if you remember, you'd pay your dues to protect your interests, sells you out like that for what? To get more numbers. What do they do with more numbers? They get more influence at the Labor Party conference. And when they get more influence at the Labor Party conference, they get to choose who's Prime Minister. That is why we had trophy man Bill Ludwig holding up the poor aloft at that disgraceful effort at the AWU's conference. That's why we had somebody so volubly of the left, Julia Gillard, cozying up to Bill Ludwig. Why? He had the numbers. How did he get them? Well, apparently unlawfully. It stinks. I'm sure there's more to come. Tomorrow should be riveting.